Hello, I'm Troy Sternberg, and I'm a researcher at the School of Geography and the Environment. You should now be on Parks Road, heading away from Broad Street and the King's Arms Pub on your right. First of all, stop and take a look at the building just past the pub, on the right-hand side of the road. This is the glorious facade of Wadham College, originally built from local limestone, where the famous architect Sir Christopher Wren studied Latin as an undergraduate in the 1650s. Along the opposite side of the road are the boundary walls to the grounds of Trinity College, founded in the 16th century. You can get a wonderful view of the back lawns of the college through the gates further along the road. You've already heard about some of the plants that grow on stone, and along this road you can see a plant that is very common on old walls and buildings. On both sides there are patches of ivy growing from the base of the walls and hanging over the top. Ivy is familiar as an evergreen plant that clings to vertical structures in order to climb. It's common on built heritage because it's hardy and can establish quickly when conditions are right. Its climbing habitat is an important characteristic of ivy. This allows the plant to reach the light it needs to flower and reproduce. It does this by producing small aerial rootlets along its stems that stick using a glue-like substance, and even smaller microscopic hairs that get into the tiny undulations in the surface it's growing upon. When the plant reaches the top of its support, it switches to an adult flowering form, and at this point, stems typically become woody and lose their clinging ability. Our team in Oxford has done a lot of research on ivy, working with English Heritage to better understand whether it's good or bad for stone walls. There are many arguments on both sides, but it's undeniable that in some cases ivy causes damage by growing into existing holes and cracks. This may cause serious problems when stems thicken and where ivy takes root in and under walls that are already in poor condition. On the other hand, this doesn't always happen, and trying to understand exactly when ivy is likely to be bad news for walls forms a big part of our research. In contrast, we've shown that ivy can be beneficial and may be protective in some instances. When it completely covers walls, ivy acts like a thermal blanket, keeping the surface cool in summer and warm in winter, when ivy cover may help protect construction materials from damaging frost. As well as temperature, ivy leaves are very good at trapping airborne pollution. You can see that on busy roads like this one. The filtering effect of vegetation may be quite important in built-up areas. Ivy is also a haven for wildlife in urban areas, providing shelter and food for many species of birds and insects. And so ivy isn't necessarily bad. It can have many good points for heritage conservation if carefully managed. Keep an eye out for ivy growing in other parts of the city during the rest of the tour, as it's very common in most urban areas. You might even have it growing on your house or on your garden shed.
You have reached the end of this stop. Continue along Parks Road to the traffic lights. The building on your right is the Museum of Natural History and the famous Pitt Rivers Museum. It's well worth a stop here if you have time. There are many excellent things to do and see inside. When you are ready, stop G is left down Museum Road.